item on the agenda is Christopher Williams and Timothy Kern, 11-0317. Mr. Nykirk. Can somebody tell? Mr. Plumley, for me, please. We'll just tell him when he gets, we're finished with his case. If he's clear, and whenever he's clear, it's fine with us.
Mr. and Mrs. Williams and Mr. and Ms. Curran are requesting authorization to add stone to three existing breakwaters to increase their height and width and to join two of those breakwaters to create a single 93-foot by 22-foot breakwater and to construct a 54-foot long riprap groin and place 420 cubic yards of sand as beach nourishment adjacent to their properties situated along Puritan Bay, a tributary to the York River in Gloucester County. Both coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permits and Spaquis land permits are required. Project site is located in the northwest portion of Gloucester County along the York River, basically across from York River State Park. Project site actually consists of four properties located in the Riverview Park subdivision. Three of those lots are owned by Christopher and Kimberly Williams, and one lot is owned by Timothy and Jeannie Marie Curran. The four lots total approximately 165 linear feet of shoreline along the bay, which is a tributary of the York River. This is the bay here, Bland Creek here. This is an aerial from our 2009 Vigen series. The rough water makes the breakwater is a little difficult to see. I've got some other aerials, but one is located here. It's basically an extension of an existing riprap groin. This is more of a sill than a breakwater. And these are two smaller freestanding breakwaters here, and the groin's proposed in this area. This is the 2007 aerial, and I've marked the approximate limits of the project. These two piers are located on two of the four lots. This was the best picture of all, and it wasn't one of ours. This is from Google Earth. This is from 2010. Again, this is the breakwater sill structure with some wetland vegetation in behind it. There would be stone added on the channelward face of it. Stone added to both of these breakwaters to make one single breakwater here, and then a riprap groin in this location. You'll also note there's a retaining wall back here, and then the property slopes rather gently back up to the homes. This is the overall plan view drawing. I've got a little closer view of that. In yellow, I've attempted to mark the existing structures. In red is the addition of stone on the channelward face and the addition of stone between the two breakwaters to make the one single larger 93-foot long breakwater. Riprap groin would be located over here, also marked in red, and the orange is the placement of the proposed beach nourishment sand. And I'll mark the marsh grass over here green. The cross-sectional drawing showing the additional stone, again in red. The proposed breakwater base would be between 16 and 20 feet in width. This is a cross-section through the two smaller breakwaters. You can see they originally started as gabion baskets, and then they added some stone to those, and now they're adding some more stone to increase both the height and base width of those. This is section C between the two breakwaters. Again, the orange behind is the proposed beach nourishment. And finally, this is a cross-section of the riprap groin. I want to note here that it is a low-profile design and extends approximately 43 feet channelward of mean high water, 54 feet overall. This is a ground shot from the bank looking towards the water. This is the breakwater sill that extends from the riprap on the adjoining property. See some marsh grass in there behind it. And moving towards the northeast, you can see the first of the two smaller breakwaters. Also like to note that there are two timber groins located under each of the two piers. I'll talk to those in my recommendation. This is panning towards the northeast. Again, this is one of the smaller breakwaters. The other one, you're just starting to see it on the other side of the tiki bar there. Continuing to pan to the northeast, I will note that that structure does predate the dunes and beaches ordinance, so it did not require a permit. The other breakwater on the northeast side of the project. This is looking along the beach. I've added this shot in. During my site visit conducted on March 17th of this year, we noted that the beach was somewhat deflated, and you can see the old timber groin that's under here. The sheeting doesn't even reach the beach anymore. This is another shot, again showing the position of the existing timber groin related to the breakwaters. The proposed structures will impact approximately 170 square feet of jurisdictional beach and approximately 1,740 square feet of state-owned submerged land. The beach nourishment will impact about 3,600 square feet of beach area and 1,850 square feet of submerged land. Gloucester County has not yet adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes and Beaches Ordinance. They are working on it. They had a public hearing, or they had a it was discussed at their most recent Board of Supervisors meeting, and they will be holding a public hearing on it in the coming months, so hopefully they'll take it up soon. Anyway, you're serving as the Beaches and Dunes Board. This is another shot from the beach looking out. The breakwater would extend to this PVC pipe here, and this pipe is marking the channelward limit of the proposed riprap groin. In their report dated April 7th, VIMS, Center for Coastal Resource Management, states the intent of the project is not well defined and that there does not appear to be an erosion problem at the site. They question the need for the proposed terminal groin and state that it may increase erosion on the neighboring property. They recommend maintaining the existing structures and adding beach nourishment when necessary. We also discussed the project with Mr. Scott Hardaway, who's the director of the Shoreline Studies Program at VIMS. He believes joining the two breakwaters is a good idea to address erosion at the site. And we also discussed the terminal groin feature, and he believes the low-profile design of that structure should minimize the impact on adjoining property. No other state agencies commented on the application, and no objections were received in response to either the public notice or the notification of the adjoining neighbors. I'm standing on one of the two piers now, looking back towards the shoreline. This is that breakwater sill extending from the revetment. That will have stone added to it, as will this, and they'll be connected in here. This is one of the existing timber groins. There's another one under the pier I'm standing on now. Panning along the shoreline. Again, this will be connected. It will extend over to this PVC pipe here. You see the retaining wall in the background and how the property slopes up towards the homes in the background. And finally, this picture shows the end of the proposed groin and the end of the breakwater extension. Staff believes the breakwaters are assisting in maintaining the beach along these properties, and we believe the proposed improvements to the breakwaters will increase their effectiveness. We understand the concern expressed by VIMS, Center for Coastal Resource Management, concerning the terminal groin feature, but we believe the low-profile design should minimize impacts on adjoining properties. Additionally, the neighbor did not object to that construction of that groin. The two timber groins located under the piers are no longer serving to trap sand, and the breakwater should make them obsolete. Accordingly, we believe the timber groin structure should be removed before they deteriorate further and become hazardous. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2.1403.10b and Section 28.2.1205a of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with a condition that the two timber groins must be removed prior to the construction of the new groin. We also recommend the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $92.50 for the placement of the beach nourishment material on 1,850 square feet of state-owned submerged land. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Nykirk? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You indicated, I believe, that the VIMS evaluation indicated that there wasn't active erosion at the site or that the need wasn't well developed, but I thought the photos you showed us, at least of the groin, showed active erosion.
It did look like when I visited the site, there was some erosion there. Okay. I don't know if VIMS was there at a different tide time or what.
But
it did look like the beach was slightly deflated.
Further questions? Thank you, Chip. Is the applicant present or represented?
Yes, sir.
How are you today? Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes,
state your name for the record, please.
Dr. Pelle Yabinski. I'm with Bayshore Design, LLC. Chip, how do you scroll back on this?
Okay. You cannot go back.
Okay. Very brief. This is the site plan drawing. The two existing breakwaters are fairly short, 36 feet, 32 feet, with only a 15-foot gap. And the area of concern is mainly right in here with these two pine trees. The beach berm is actually separated about 8 or 10 feet from the pier. So what's happening during storm events, it's just coming in right through this gap here. The breakwaters are relatively low. They're only about maybe a foot above high water. So what we're proposing here is to raise the height about 2 to 2.5 feet of the breakwaters and simply close that gap, making it one uniform breakwater. Over here, this sill is about the same height as these two breakwaters. It's about 50 feet in length, and it ties into a rock revetment on the adjacent parcel to the west. And we're going to raise this sill to match the height of the revetment on the channeled end, so we wouldn't impact any of the vegetative wetlands and try to keep the storms from washing any of this area in behind the sill. Another concern we had was, any of the sand that was building up back here was washing on to the northwest. Some beach has accumulated more so on these parcels here. So the design intent of this, the groin, is simply to try to lock that sand nourishment that we're putting in behind the breakwaters to keep it from being lost out of the system here. We kept the groin low-profile design to not completely trap all the sand, so during a high tide event, some of the sand will continue to bypass and continue on upshore. But that's really all I have to add at this time, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for the gentleman? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to approve staff's recommendation.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Chip. Thank you, sir.